Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Macedonian Call Around the Globe coming to you from Springboro, Ohio. I'm Sister Joanna Green here with my husband, Evangelist Clint Green. If you'd like to be part of the broadcast, we encourage you to call in at 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. Our subject tonight is wells, rivers, and streams. Praise God. We've got several callers here tonight, and we'd love for them to introduce themselves. We're going to have 606-677 come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
Yeah, I'm Pastor Dwayne Van Hook, located at 153 Carter Avenue in Somerset, Kentucky.
Praise God, Brother Van Hook. Glad to have you on here tonight. 770-584. Come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
Praise the Lord, Brother and Sister Green. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Hallelujah. Praise God, Brother John. Glad you all got to call in tonight. And 770-855. Come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
This is Robin Grisham. I'm from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise God. Good to hear your voice, Sister Robin. We'll get y'all in here in just a second. And I want to give a big shout-out to my son, Jeff, and Jen, my daughter-in-law. They got married on the 4th of August, and we just thank God for them and their beautiful family. And they're here with us tonight. Praise God. They're listening in, and much prayer going up for you listening out there. If you're a backslider or you don't know Jesus, we encourage you to find yourself a place to pray and get to know Him. Praise God. The Bible says to taste of Him and see that He is good. And we want to open up the broadcast tonight with prayer. And if we all would, just pray. Praise God. The Lord to have His way. Dear God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, Lord, that You reach the listeners, dear God, here tonight, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
World, dear God, reach the hearts, dear Lord, and tug at them, dear Lord. Send Your Spirit, dear God, to them, Lord, and bring them in, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Set them free, God, in the name of Jesus. The callers here tonight, Lord, anoint the priest, dear God, and let Your word go forth, Lord, like a two-edged sword, dear Lord Jesus. Thank You, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Healing tonight, God. All those who do not know you tonight, Lord, we ask that you make your presence known, God. And hallelujah, we just want to praise you tonight for the broadcast. We want to praise you for the preachers tonight, Lord, and we just want to lift you up and magnify your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Again, if you want to be a part of the broadcast, we want you to call in at 347-989-8862. Maybe you have a prayer request or a praise report. Praise God. Brother Van Hook, go ahead and obey the Lord, brother.
Praise the Lord. It's an awesome message tonight. Title of a message I'm trying to say. Talking about the wells, the rivers, and the streams. My first scripture would be taken out of Isaiah 12:3, where it says, therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. The Bible speaks about the joy of the Lord is our strength. We need that joy. We need that happiness. Talking about the wells of salvation, the scripture talking about the joy, which the joy of the Lord is, hallelujah, is, praise God, is the way of true salvation, giving it all over to God. Brother David one time, though, had to pray a prayer and said, Lord, restore the joy of thy salvation. But anyways, the draw out the wells of salvation. Amen. The second point is talking about rivers. John 7:38 talks about out of your belly shall flow rivers. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Living water of God flowing out of our innermost being. And then the third scripture I have here tonight, it talks about the streams in Isaiah 35:6. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for in the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert. If people are thirsty, praise God, hallelujah, they need to come and take a drink of the water. They need to come and take a drink of the water of salvation. If you're a Christian, praise God, you need to come and get more drinks of this living water that God has for you. Jesus told the lady at the well, if you drank this water, the water that he has, he said, you will never thirst again. That's the kind of water that we need, praise God, in our lives. Glory be to the name of the Lord. It is a refreshing. The Bible said that, hallelujah, it tells us that we're sanctified by the washing of the water, by the word of God. It also speaks about the blood and the water, and it talks about, and the spirit, and it says, talks about that the water and the blood, both water and blood, came out of Jesus' side. Amen. So, spiritually speaking, the spiritual cleansing of the water and the blood of Jesus Christ, spiritually mixed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for this rivers of living water, these wells of salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. These wells of water, glory to God, hallelujah, these streams and these blessings of God, amen. We can have a stream of blessing every day, hallelujah. We can have these rivers of God flowing out of our life, amen. And these wells of salvation, praise God, we can dig deep, praise God, hallelujah, in the wells of salvation. Draw the water out of the wells of salvation. This is the most important thing in the world, to know that we are drinking of this spiritual water. Because we need the Jesus in our lives. We need to seek his face, and we need to follow him every day of our life. I know lately I've been going through a battle, but I know, praise God, that more battles I go through, the stronger I get. But I keep on drinking of the water, and I'll never give up. I'll keep following the Lord. Amen. The wells of salvation, keep on digging. Praise God. Hallelujah. Water out of the wells of salvation. Glory to God. And the spiritual cleansing of the water, the streams of the water, the refreshing of the water. Glory be to that spiritual drink of the water of Christ how much God loves us today. Amen. The wells, the rivers, and the streams. I'm going to turn it back over to you, sister, at this time. Praise God. I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Praise the Lord, Brother Van Hook. Hallelujah. It was good preaching there. And we want to introduce you tonight to his Brother Matthew Howard. Praise God. And he's going to come to you. This is my daughter-in-law's brother. And we want to say happy birthday to him on Friday. He will be 22 years old. And we just thank the Lord for him. And he's going to come to you and read tonight John 4 and 14. Praise God.
But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life.
Praise God. Amen. That's our subject tonight, is wells, springs, and water. Praise the Lord. Streams, I'm sorry. If you'd like to be a part of this broadcast, we encourage you to call in at 347-989-8862. Praise God. So we're going to come to you with this here song, and then we're going to have Brother John to obey God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to acknowledge some more callers here. 661-748, come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
Hi, Sister Joanna. This is Sister Gladys in Moorhead, Kentucky.
Praise God, Sister Gladys. Good to have you on here, and we'll get you in here, sis, in just a bit, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
423-562, come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
Yes, Brother Eddie Bolton from Jacksboro, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord, Brother Eddie. Good to hear your voice, too. All of you sounding good. I praise God for you. And 423-545, come in and tell us who you are and where you're located.
This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood from Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise God, Brother Yearwood. Good to hear you guys. And thank you all. We know y'all have been praying for us about situations, about Brother Green and surgery he was supposed to have had been postponed. So we thank God that he has all this under control. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Again, if you want to be a part of the broadcast, we encourage you to call in at 347-989-8862. And again, the subject is wells, streams, and rivers. Praise the Lord. Brother John, you come in and obey the Lord, brother.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate the opportunity to be able to speak the word, Lord. And such an easy subject, amen, tonight because of what it entails. And God began to deal with me, the Holy Spirit began to deal with me and all the wells, and amen, there's just so many wells that we can draw from tonight. The well, the whole word of God is a well, amen. But here in John chapter 4, the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, came into Sychar, to a city of Samaria, amen. And as he came there, he came to close to a parcel of land, amen, that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. And he came close to the well, and the Bible says, and there in verse 6, that Jacob's well was there. But there in verse 6 and 7, this is a gushing water. These were waters that were, there in verse 6 and 7, it's talking about gushing waters, flowing waters, even in a well. And the Bible says, and Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat thus in the well, and was about the sixth hour. You know, the well represents a place of resting, amen, a place of rest, amen, and coming and sustaining yourself. Then the Bible says, there came a woman that said, water, and Jesus said unto her, give me the drink. You know, he had asked the Lord to drink, amen, here, and, you know, normally it was at the sixth hour, which was at noon, amen, there 12 hours in the day, and hallelujah, so half of the day, amen, was gone, and he had been on a journey. But normally, the Bible speaks of and tells us, amen, that in Samuel, that the women at that time, amen, would draw water in the evening. So this was an unusual time. This woman, because of her life, amen, and the way that she had lived and existed, she didn't come, amen, when everybody else came. She came, amen, at a different time, at a different hour. Amen. Hallelujah. But you know what? It was a time and the hour, amen, for the Lord Jesus Christ to be there and meet with her. And he asked her to give her a drink, amen, or give him a drink, amen. You know, he spoke about it on the cross. He said, I thirst, amen. At the time when his work was about done, he became thirsty, even though he made the rivers, amen. Hallelujah. He said, I thirst, amen. And so the Bible says that the disciples had gone away to buy meat to sustain, amen. And so here he was sitting at the woman at the well. And the woman at the well said, how is it that thou, being a Jew, dost ask of me, which is a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. You know, here in America, I don't know if it's the game show called years ago, amen, it's called Let's Make a Deal. And the people would bring things in and make a deal, and you would choose, amen, prizes behind the door. Now, I'm going to tell you tonight, there's a price and there's a gift, amen, behind the door of heaven tonight. Jesus said, I am the door of the sheepfold in John chapter 10, verse 9. Hallelujah. And she said, you have no dealings. Even in the Bible says in Acts chapter 10, verse 28, that the Jews had a law that they didn't deal anybody with any other nation but those that they had the Jews. And the Bible says in John chapter 4, verse 10, Jesus answered and said, if thou knewest the gift of God, if you had a knowledge of the gift of God and who it is, not only the gift of God, but who it is, that's to me, give me the drink. That would have said, ask him, and he would have given the living waters, waters that will cause you to come alive. You know, the Bible speaks of in Revelation 7, 16 and 17, it talks about the Lamb of God will lead and feed, amen, by the living waters, by the fountains, amen. And so this fountain is flowing, amen. This is waters that are flowing. These are not stagnant waters, amen, hallelujah. These are waters, he said, if you would have asked me, if you would have known me and you have known the gift of God, Jesus Christ is the gift of God tonight, church. And if you'd known that, you would ask of him. He would give you a drink. He's the only source. It's bottled right at the source. This living water can only come from the Lord Jesus Christ and no one else. You can't get this anywhere else but the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, amen, talks about in John, he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. There's a drawing, amen, at the cross at Calvary. That's where the water flows that Brother brought out, amen. That, there in 1 John, he said, it came forth water and the blood from the cross at Calvary. And then the Bible says in verse 11, he said, the woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Now, in verse 11 there, in verse 12, when it's talking about the well, it's talking about a cistern, a pit that is deep, amen. So you had no bucket. Not only did you have no bucket, amen, you had to have a bucket, but you had to have a rope. You had to lower it down, amen, something to draw with, something to draw that water out. You have to have something to draw out of that water. It was out of Jacob's well, though. We're talking about the well of the Lord Jesus Christ. And she began to even declare about greater than our father Jacob. He gave us this well, amen, and paraphrasing, amen, to drink, and he gave it for his children, for his cattle, substance, amen. Jesus answered and said unto her in verse 13, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. As great as Jacob was, as great as a man he was, he's one that struggled with God, amen, or wrestled with God. We need to know tonight, when you come to man's well, when you come to the source of man, you'll thirst again. As the Bible said, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. In other words, there's a water that the Lord Jesus Christ, there's a gift, amen, that God gives, amen, that you'll never thirst for anything else but this living water. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well. In other words, this is a well, amen. It's springing up. It's a fountain. Not only a fountain of water, but a fountain of blood and water. It sustains you, and it springs up into everlasting life. When this comes up and you drink of this, when it comes up on the inside of you, amen, it shall make you have everlasting life. This is the life that the Bible says, I believe it's in Revelation 21 and 6. The Bible says this, and he said unto me, it is done, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is a thirst of the fountain of water of life freely. The first step we had to be is thirsty. This woman came to the well of Jacob, amen. We have to be thirsty. The Bible says he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. You have to be thirsty for everlasting life to come to this well. You can only receive it if you're thirsty for it. You can only receive it if you're hungry for it tonight. So you have to come to the source, amen. This woman, amen, come to the source, amen, in the middle of the day. She come to the place that had sustained her, amen. She had come to the place that had sustained her, but she came back every day. Because what? Because she drank of the well of Jacob, and as great as he was, and the source was, she would come again. But I guarantee I'm talking about a well tonight that is on the inside of you that you won't want to go anywhere else. It will cause you a thirst. There's only one source, and his name is Jesus Christ. In the Bible says, the woman says unto him, sir, give me the water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Now you have to understand something, amen. The water that Christ was speaking about, you'll still have to drink in the natural realm. But there's a water, amen, a well that you'll never thirst for anything but the everlasting life, the well that's springing up the fountains that's within you. And the Bible said, Jesus said to her, go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, and thou said thou truly. Now, I want to say something there. Here was a woman. I don't know what her condition was. You know, they were given the writings of the divorcement, the Bible says in Matthew, for the hardness of the heart. This woman had either lost her husband by the act of cut away. She's living with a man right now out of wedlock. She was not married to him. She was living, amen. But I want you to notice something about that. She said, I perceive that thou art a prophet. going on down, and amen, he began to talk to her about the true worshipers worshiping spirit and truth. And then when going on down there, she in verse 25, she said, the woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, which is called Christ. When he has come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saying to her, I that speak unto thee am he. She went on there to begin to talk, and amen, and she left her water pot, went away into the city and said to the man, she left her water pot there drawing there. Church, I'm talking about a water tonight that will cause you to leave your water pot behind. I'm talking about a water tonight where you'll throw down the water pot. There in the Bible talks about, amen, when he drew out, amen, when they drew out the water there in the marriage supper of Cana, those men that buried up, amen, those water pots, they put in water, but it came out white. Hallelujah. It's a representative of that new wine, the new blood of the New Testament. Amen. Hallelujah. But the Bible says this. I want to show you something here in the Word of God. She left her water pot, went away into the city, and said to the men, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Now, I want you to know something there. When she came and drank of the well, when she left her water pot, that represented that she was redeemed. The Bible says, let me read you something. And he says, come, see a man. Amen. Which told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? I want to give you a scripture in Revelation chapter 22:17. And the spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life free. I want you to notice something there. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit was saying, and the bride say, come. Do you know she had a relationship, and when she drank the water of life, she became his bride? He said, here's a woman that had five husbands. Here was a woman that had came for a well, and she drank one water. He said, I espouse you as a chaste virgin. Jesus Christ was there to redeem her, to make her a chaste virgin unto himself. For the bride has made herself ready to wear the fine linen. He said, go get thy husband. I want to give you some scripture out of Isaiah, but I want you to know she had become a part of the bride of Christ. Drinking from that well, drinking from that well fountain, amen, the water of life freely, bringing you up into everlasting life. He had come to redeem her, even as redeemed Ruth. He was her near kinsman coming. Here he was a Jew, and here she was a Samaritan. He said, go get that husband, but she had no husband. But I want to tell you something. Let the bride say, come. Here was a woman that went to the city and said, come. Here the third said, come. And drinking the water, she drank the water, and she became, amen, the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Isaiah 54, it's a single band out of this great wilderness, that they were child, for more than children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, says the Lord. Here was a woman, amen, that was not married. She said, come. And as she came, and as they drank of that same well, more children. She was a woman that had become desolate when she came to the well, but Jesus was there. There are people underneath the sound of my voice right now that have been desolate. But when you drink of this well, you will go to those. Amen, and God, amen, you'll have a relationship. That's what the word dealings mean. In other words, a relationship. She began to have a relationship. Church tonight, if you want to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, just come and sit down and drink of the well of life. The Bible says the Lamb came, amen. He said, out of there, amen. Let me back up here. Verse 2, he says, the Lord departed to thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation, and spare not length in thy cords, and stricken thy sex. This woman's life was beginning to annoy. This is a prophetic word. As you drink of the water of life, there are some of you, amen, that your life has been in disarray. Your life has been in discord like this woman. But you know what the Word of God is saying to you? Sister Gladys, get ready and enlarge the place of thy tent. Let you stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. In other words, God is enlarging your blessings. Brother Sister Green, God is enlarging your blessings. Brother Eddie, God is enlarging your blessings. Hallelujah. Because you're drinking of the well. Brother, get ready because he's shrinking your cycle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother, sister, you would get ready. You talk about the strength in our state. You talk about a tent revival that's getting ready to come into your life. Amen. There's a tent, amen, that's coming in because as you're drinking of this well, you're going to say, come and drink of the water of life freely. Kelsey Amanda told me everything that I've done. When you drink of this well, it's going to spring up within you. It's going to change your life. You're going to drink. You're going to drink the water pots of the world. You come out to drink of the things of the world, but you'll lay them down because it won't hold that the water that's coming from this well. Because just as he said, who is thirst at the feast in John chapter 7, verse 37, 38, and 39, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Every water that flows out of your belly is living waters, springing up, coming forth, and bringing everlasting life. I'm not talking about something dead. These are rivers. We're talking about rivers tonight. It's flowing. It's a current. He said, thou shalt break forth on thy right hand and all that. Oh, church, get ready to break forth. Amen, amen. It's been dry. It's been desolate. Now I hear the sound of abundance of rain. You're going to get the warmer rain and the lighter rain together. There shall be signs of blessings around my mouth. Come on, church, get ready for a blessing. Isn't that what you prepared for tonight? If you're hungry and thirsty, if you come tonight to listen to this broadcast and we're thirsty, I guarantee that he will give you a drink. You might not have known him when this thing began, but you know him now. He's the Christ. He's the Messiah that was sent to you. You come here at this time of night. Amen. And you're weary with your life's journey. But I tell you, when you got here tonight, Jesus was already sitting at the well. Jesus was already sitting. Amen. What you've come to tonight. He was there. Amen. Before you got, he made an arrangement. He said, I've got to be there. Amen. To be there at the well because they're coming to draw water. Amen. And they've come to the man's source and they've looked at it. And let me say this. Some of you have been like, amen, you've come. The brook Shabar, you know, it kept going. And there, amen, when Elijah, amen, called it a rain when Ahab and Jezebel had caused Israel to turn to idols because they took away the key of knowledge of God and the knowledge of truth. And when they done that, as the Lord is doing in Luke chapter 11, verse 52, they was ending with Ahab and Jezebel. No one knew of the knowledge of the true God and the knowledge of truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. But as they come, they have the prophets of Baal and the prophets of Asheroth. And amen, as they come there, and amen, and Elijah proclaimed that it would not rain for 3.5 years, and it didn't. But some of you need to know something. There was a time, and God had sustained him by the ravens, amen, and by the brook Shabar. But that there was a time where that brook dried up. There was a time after it didn't rain. He said, rise up. He said, I've caused you to go to a widow's Zephyr. I've already come in here to sustain you. Some of you, amen, have been going to those old places, trying to get those old things. But you need to say, you know what? There's going to be a time and a season. There's a time and a season for all things. Some of you need to sound my voice. It's a prophetic word to you. You've been sitting by the brook Shabar, and it's done dried up. You've been set up in dry, desolate places. Because here's what has happened. I'm going to tell you give you a scripture in another place here. Because you know what? There are things that are even dried up. Amen. It talks about the stream. Sometimes the streams are called a wadi. A wadi, amen, is a weird current. In other words, it can be a dry valley when it's not raining. But when it's raining, amen, the waters are flowing there. That's what the streams mean. Amen. I'm going to give you some scripture here in a minute. But here's where I want to go. Let me go on here in chapter 54. For thou shalt break forth. This is a prophetic word to each and every one of you that's listening right now. On thy right hand and on thy left. And thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Salvation. Where else is salvation? Salvation promised to you right now.
Amen.
See, those that was desolate cities are now being inhabited. You know why? Because the wells of man have dried up. What did he say? This false teaching in Jude? What are they? They're wells without water. There's spots in your feet. Church, you can't sustain in a well without water. You can't live without water. And you definitely can't live without the water of life. We need to know something tonight. He said, fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed. Neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. Here he's talking, for thy maker is thy husband. That woman at the well, her maker was her husband. Mm-hmm. Her maker,
amen.
Tonight, church, your maker is your husband. He's your leader. He's your Lord.
Yes, amen.
He's your God. Come on, church. the Lord of hosts is his name, and the Redeemer and the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. He was the Holy One of Israel. This was Jesus. She came. He made her a faith virgin. She had several husbands, but one meeting tonight, church. One meeting. We'll make a woman who was desolate into a chaste virgin to a holy God. He'll change her clothes. He'll not only change her life, he'll change her garment. He'll put on the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Oh, he's making his bride ready. Come on, church. He's talking to his bride tonight. That's what he's getting ready for.
Amen.
That's what he's getting ready. He's a redeemer. He's a kinsman redeemer. As Boaz put his skirt upon Ruth, God is spreading his skirt upon the church. I don't care what you've done. He said, I'm going to remove the reproach of your mate. God's giving you the robes of righteousness tonight. God's giving you the wedding garments tonight. Amen. If you'll come to him and drink of this well that we're speaking of, if you'll come to him and out of your belly, if you'll come to him and the rivers of life, amen. Hallelujah. That's what it talks about in Revelation 22, verse 1 and 2. He said, out of the throne is a crystal river, pure. Amen. Hallelujah. And those trees, amen, there's on both sides of the river was the tree of life. Bear many, 12 manners of fruit. Let me go on here. It says, for the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in the spirit, and a wife of thy reed, which when thou wast refused, saith thy God. Like I said, I don't know if these 5,000, if they put her away or they died, but whatever it is, she had been refused. This man wouldn't even have her as a wife, but the Lord Jesus Christ chose her. Oh, he takes the foolish thing of the world. She was a woman forsaken and grieved in the spirit, but she became his wife in that moment of time. He said, for a small moon I rise mistakenly, but with great mercies will I gather thee. There was a small moon, brother. There are some of you under the sound of my voice. You then said, Lord, where are you? For a small moment, but with great mercies he's gathered. It's gathering time, church. It's time to gather to the well. It's time to draw to the well. He said, in a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. The Lord Jesus Christ is your Redeemer. And as one more scripture, I'm going to let you go because I've got a couple more scriptures that I'm going to take up too much time. Hallelujah. But the Bible says this. And it's already been brought out. He said, so since you're in the middle of fearful heart, Isaiah 35, verse 4, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense, will come and save you. Then, when the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. I saw, and I didn't even realize that, I saw 8 people in the community of Thomaston, Georgia this week. 8 people that I know personally stood before me, had blinded eyes, deaf ears. God opened their ears. God opened their eyes. And you know where they're at? You know where they're going to church at? Nowhere. You know where they're going to the well? Nowhere. Church, please don't forget. Don't forget the well of salvation. Don't forget the well. Don't forget your husband. Don't forget. Don't walk away from him. It's not just about the healing. It's about the wholeness. It's about everlasting life. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for in the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert. Years ago, I taught a college course called Streams in the Desert. Me and Dr. Jack Ryan had the privilege of studying it. We had a school of prophets many years ago. This is back in the 70s. 70s and 80s. Letter 7. It was called Streams in the Desert. This stream here was, just like I said, it was a wadi. This stream was dry. He said, and the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water in the habitation of dragons, which he shall lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And it goes on to talk about a highway. I'm not going to take any more time, but here's the thing. This was talking about when the rain came, that's when the water became a pool. Church tonight, he's stirring the waters. He's troubling the waters. He's a well. Amen. So many more scriptures, but I'm going to stop right now. But here's the thing. Wells, rivers, and streams. These are things that sustain you and give you everlasting life. God has called you. Why would you dwell in a place of desolation and drought? Drought is representing of someone has walked away from God. Tonight there's a well, and it can spring up in you.
Amen.
Let him say come. And the bride And the Spirit is saying, come. Church, it's time for you to come to the well of life because there's no other source. Let me tell you this. It's bottled at the source, the throne room of God. Why would you want to go anywhere else? Come to Him.
Amen.
Give you everlasting. Go ahead, Brother and Sister Green.
Praise God, Brother John. I appreciate that word and thank God for you. And if you want to be part of the broadcast, it's 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. If you want to email us, it is heisrisen38@aol.com. Praise God. Sister Robin, come on in, sis, and obey the Lord.
Well, everybody else has already touched on what I was going to speak on, but that's okay.
God.
I just want to praise God for His mercy and for His grace today. And I'm going to be speaking out of Isaiah 12, and starting with verse 2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And then in 2 Corinthians 9:15, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. That was His gift of salvation. It is a well that will never run dry. It's never too deep to reach. And I just want to praise God for that well today. And I'll turn it back over to you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Appreciate that, Sister Robin. And if you want to be a part of the broadcast, we want you to call in 347-989-8862. I tell you what, we thank God for every one of our callers tonight and every night that y'all call in. You're a big, wonderful help to us, and we just appreciate you, and I'm sure the listeners are appreciating you also. And I want to turn in some prayer requests real quick. Maria Sinners, she said, pray for her daughter-in-law, Janie. She fell and broke her leg and ankle a week ago. Tomorrow, she is back in the hospital for the weekend so far, and she needs the Lord, too. Lori McDaniel said, continue to pray for her family and the church family in your prayers. The devil is working hard and keeping us divided. I pray for discernment for me and mine, in Jesus' name, she says. Amen. Elizabeth Irving, Sister Liz, says, pray for our 15-year-old cousin needing a miracle for her heart. Sister Judy Jones said, please pray for a family member of ours. God knows all about it. Sister Tracy Tross Claire says, y'all have been praying for my mama and just wanted to let you know I have a praise report. She is back teaching her Sunday school class, and she got recertified for home health care and physical therapy. Thank you all for your prayers, and continue to pray for her. I just finished praying for y'all. Have a good night. Praise God. We appreciate that, Sister Tracy. Hallelujah. Good praise report there. And we need all the Amen. Prayer we can get. Sister Hester Knox says, pray for her grandson and his wife, Chris and Christina Gilbert. God knows all about it. Dustin Bowen says, pray that he can start making more money and get another job. Sister Gladys Dittmer, she's on with us tonight, and she's asking for prayer for Cole, a 5-year-old with cancer. John, Gary, Aunt Jo, my family, healing in my body. Praise God. Sister Letha Harrison says, please pray for my sister Mary. She has an awful lung infection. She has been in a hospital for about a month, and she isn't improving any, and her brother stands in need of prayer. His name is Ira. Sister LaFay Boyd, praise God. She's been with us here on the broadcast before. She's asking us to pray for salvation for friends and family. Yes, we will remember that, Sister Boyd. Praise God. Sister Angela Garcia says, please pray for my mom. Doctors say it's not looking good, but I know she is in God's hands, and I do see her getting better little by little each day, so please keep her in your prayers. Thank you. God bless you. Sister Barbara Wright says, please pray for my son Ben for salvation and deliverance. Sister Shirley Matheny says several family members need healing. My mom, my sisters, my daughter, and myself. Praise God. So as those prayer requests come in, we will continue to remember them. Praise the Lord. And before we go any further with the next caller, we're going to get this here song. I believe this will be the last song for tonight. So I just feel led. I know it doesn't really go with the subject, but I just feel led to play this song. So hang in there, folks. Praise God. I hope you enjoy this.
Well, Jesus is with me when the storm clouds gather. He's standing by my side when I hear the thunder roll, and he holds my hand when I begin to tremble, when the winds of this world are blowing strong. I know that Jesus is with me when the storm
we're singing. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
God, I tell you what, I just had to play the whole thing. I felt like I led to, hallelujah, praise God. And that's Jeremiah Yoakum there, and it's Jesus is with me when the storm clouds gather. That was 10 minutes and 39 seconds long, and you know, I just felt like it. I just felt like we needed to just let that whole thing play. And if you got YouTube, go on to that and you watch that service. I tell you, they were sure on fire. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sister Gladys, praise God. Sis, come in and obey God. Hallelujah.
Glory. I praise God. I thank you for playing that song and sharing it with us, Sister Joanna. You know, I praise God that Jesus is with me when the storm clouds gather. You know, it takes the storms to make the rivers and the streams. I praise my Father God that He is with me no matter where I go and what I do and how I walk and do the talk of the Lord. And I thank Him tonight because, you know, sometimes we never know what one day is going to be next to the next day. But I know this much. Whenever I get up in the morning, I try my best to say, Lord, give me your strength, because I know if I rise up in Him, in the name of Jesus, and I ask for Him to give me bodily strength that He has, I know I can make it through the day. I worship Him tonight, Sister Joanna. We just got back from the church house. They were having a youth rally, and I told Him, you know, I feel committed to this, and I want to be here when I can. And I just thank Him tonight. I want to start off in Psalms 1:3, and He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I praise God that when I touch something, I know that the Lord Jesus, if He means for it to prosper, it'll prosper. You know, I pray sometimes for people that way. Whatever their hands touch, it'll be prosperous. In Isaiah 41:18, it says, I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. You know, God can do anything. You know, we may look at things and say, well, Lord, that's impossible. Well, with man it can be, but with God nothing is impossible. In John 7:38, it says, He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. I'm going to go on down to Revelation 21:6, and it says, And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. I like what Brother John was preaching on. He touched on some of the scriptures I had, but that's okay. You know, when we drink of a fountain or a well outside of the house, we'll thirst again. But if we take the Lord Jesus and the water that he gives us, you know, we'll never be thirst again. And I praise him for that. I want to speak the one scripture that's one of my favorite. It speaks about rivers, and I'm going to go on down to my last few scriptures. But this has always been one of my favorites. It's helped me through many times when I've gone through circumstances where I've had to pray, Lord, I don't understand, but I trust you. In Isaiah 43:2, it says, When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee,
Amen.
And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. You know, there's many trials we may go through, and we think, God, get me out. But we never want to leave a trial too soon, because we'll end up having to go back around that mountain one more time. But I want to praise God for all the trials I've been through. You know, some people say, well, that's a peculiar praise, but not really, not to me, because he's brought me out of so many things, and this scripture is so true. When I thought I would walk through the waters and that I would drown, he said that he'd bring me through. And when I thought that I would burn and just die in a fiery trial that I was going through, I knew that he was on the other side of it, and he'd bring me through. The last scriptures, there's a few of them, but it's Revelation 22:1-14. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. You know, one day we'll see that again. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, These sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. We're speaking in the last days, the time that we end up in heaven, and I praise him for that. It says, Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel, which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren, the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he saith unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. You know, if anyone's listening to my voice, and many are people I believe are doing that tonight, I pray if you have not found the Lord Jesus Christ or you don't understand what salvation is, you can invite him to come into your heart, ask for forgiveness of your sins, and know that he died and rose again for your sins. But just know this, that he's coming again for a bride that's spotless, without blemish, and he's coming for a bride that's ready to come home with him. And I know that day and hour is quickly to come. You know, he could come this very minute as I'm preaching the word of God, and I'm thanking that soon will be his coming. I know we have many loved ones, friends, and relatives that are not saved, but I know sometimes we pray this also, come quickly, Lord. The world today is not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. But there's a remnant for it. Jesus has paid the price. He hung on the cross for your salvation. And if you're lost today, all you have to do is find an altar. Get on your knees and pray and say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I invite you to come into my life. There's going to be a change in your life if you ask the Lord to come into it. Sister Green, I'm going to turn it back over to you. I've read my scriptures, and I thank you and Brother Green for inviting me onto your broadcast. I appreciate you greatly. God bless.
Praise God. We appreciate you too, Sister Gladys. That's a good word there. And Sister Gladys is telling you the truth tonight. All the preachers tonight are telling you what the word says, and, you know, just find yourself a place to pray, like she said, and just try God and see things, him begin to move in your life. Praise the Lord. And we're going to go ahead with Brother Eddie. Praise God. Come in and obey God, brother.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be on here tonight, and I'd like to say that I thank the Lord for his keeping power. You know, there was a time when I didn't know how to live a Christian life, and because of that, I was wishy-washy. I was in, I was out. I loved the Lord, but I just didn't know how to live a Christian life. I needed to be taught, and nobody would sit down and teach me. But you know what? After that, I was in Vietnam driving down the road when God called me into the ministry, and I rejected the call of God, and I said, there ain't no way. It wasn't that I hated God or anything. I couldn't get up and talk in front of people. But I rejected the call of God. And I'll tell you what, I went through about 4.5 or 5 years of just living the worst kind of life you can live. And it was simply because I had rejected the thing that God had wanted me to do. And I want you to know that after about 4.5 or 5 years, I come back to the Lord one Sunday morning. And when I come back to the Lord, brother, that following week, the Lord spoke to me again about the ministry, and I stopped and I began to think about it, and I said, well, it's got to be easier to do what God has called me to do than it is to live like this. And excuse me, and I answered that call that night, and the Lord told me to go see a pastor of the church, and I went and seen him. I went and got my cousin, and he went with me, and I went and seen the preacher, and he told me to read and study the scriptures, and I did that, and brother, several months later on, in April of 1974, I went to work one night, and I was working the third shift from 11 at night till 7:30 of the morning, and about 1 or 1:30 the Lord spoke to me and told me to go and see this pastor of another church, and I went and got him out of the bed, and that night there was in a revival, and that night I got up and announced my calling to preach, and brother, it's been different ever since then, and I've learned that brother, it's not up to us to live there, but it's up to us to let Jesus live in us, and if he will, we will let him manifest himself in us and live through us the Christian life, because he knows how to live a Christian life, and he'll live that in us and through us, and we will walk that Christian walk. And I don't want somebody to misunderstand me when I said that it's not up to us. It is up to us, but what I'm trying to say is that, brother, if we'll listen to the Spirit of God and we'll read the Word of God, that Jesus will live in us. And he said, Paul said, it's no longer I that live, but it's Christ in me. Brother, and it's Jesus tonight in the lives of his people that knows brother, how to live a Christian life. And he empowers us tonight, and brother, to go on and live the Christian life. And if the persecution comes, he gives us the ability to go through that and to continue to live for the Lord and to lift his name up. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Brother, I want you to know today, brother, that we go out and we tell people, brother, about Jesus. And Jesus, he's lifted up among the people, brother, and people will see him, and people will come to him. Brother, I want you to know tonight, I thank God for what he's done in my life. I thank God tonight for what he's done for me, and what he's doing now, and what he's going to do for me. Brother, I don't serve God for what I can get out of him. I serve God because I love him. Brother, I love him more than life itself. I thank God tonight that God called me one time into the fold, into the flock of God, as being a child of God. He rebirthed me into the family of God tonight. And you out there that's listening, he'll cause you to be born again into the family of God if you'll just come to him and call his name and believe on him, brother, and ask him to take you just like you are, wherever that you might be, and he'll bring you into the family of God. He'll make you a child of God. And brother, when you become a child of God and you begin to walk that walk, brother, that Christian walk tonight, brother, you'll begin to see how good things really are. And instead of saying, oh, what a day, it's a terrible day, you'll begin to say, Lord, I thank you for this wonderful day that you have made. Jeremiah said it like this. He said, his mercies are new every morning. Brother, you'll be glad to wake up and get started into a new day. Oh, I want you to know today, brother, the peace and the joy of God that he'll put into your life, brother, it'll make you glad that you live for him, that you turn to him. Not only that, will it be that way in this life, but brother, there is an that our souls will come out of our body and we'll go into eternity. And for them that's saved tonight, they'll go into the presence of God. Brother, and for them that's lost, they go into eternal damnation. Brother, a place that's called hell. But there's one thing I like about this. I don't only like it, I love it today. That all we have to do is call on the name of the Lord, believe on Him, and turn from our ways, and turn to Him, brother, and He will take us on home. Brother, I want to read a little bit out of the 12th chapter of the book of Isaiah, and John touched on this a while ago, but I want to start up in verse 1. It says, and in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Oh, let me tell you today, brother, we can say today, I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I give you honor and glory. But, brother, let me tell you what, brother, the day when we come to the end of this life and we begin, we can go over into the next life, I believe we'll shout, praise the Lord. I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad I made it. And I'm telling you something tonight. There's never been such joy as there will be on that day. And we'll say, I praise thee. Oh God, I praise thee tonight. It said, though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Oh, let me tell you today, brother, I'll tell you, we might. You know, the Bible said, if we are afflicted, it said to let us pray. It's just to him that is afflicted, let him pray. And brother, when things is not going just the way that they ought to be, brother, we need to turn to God, and we need to get down on our knees, and we need to begin to search ourselves, and we need to begin to turn to God and ask God what the problem is. Brother, when we do that, brother, we get sincere with God. Brother, God, he'll begin to answer us. I remember a time when David was a king. There was a famine that come over the land of Israel, and David began to seek the Lord, and he asked God, what's wrong? What's cause of this famine? I believe the Lord told him it was because the way that the Saul had done a certain group of people, and David repented of that. Oh, let me tell you today, God is waiting for us to repent for going our way and go in His way and follow Him. Brother, the Bible said that our righteousness, he didn't say, let me say this and I'll clarify it. He said our rags, our righteousness is as filthy rags. He was talking about the Jewish people back then and their own righteousness. But listen to me tonight, the child of God's righteousness tonight, brother, is Jesus Christ. Brother, and I'll tell you, when God begins to look on that one that is saved tonight, brother, he sees the blood of Jesus, the blood that was shed for the sins of the whole world. Brother, some people got the idea that they never did sin. The Bible said, brother, let him be a liar. Let God be true. Brother, every man has sinned and come short of the glory of God. But, brother, we can turn from our ways and we can begin to walk in the way that God has set before us today. And when we do that, brother, we'll be pleasing to God. Oh, the Bible said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, even as thy soul prospers. And, brother, I'll tell you tonight, he said in the book of Matthew, he that hungers can turn they shall be filled. And again in Matthew, I believe it, the sixth chapter, the Bible said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. These people today, they're going after the world. They're going after the riches of the world. Brother, and at the same time, they're forgetting about God. Brother, they was a rich young ruler that come to Jesus one time. Brother, he was a rich man, and he come to Jesus. He said, Jesus, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Brother, he wanted inheritance. And Jesus said, he said, go. And he said, give away all that you've got. And he said, come and follow me. And the Bible said that young man went away grieved because he had much possession. Brother, let me tell you today, brother, the Bible said, it said, how hardly shall they that be rich enter into the kingdom of God. Brother, I'll tell you today, we're not seeking after riches, brother, after mammon today, but we're seeking after God. Brother, I want, when I leave here, I want to go to heaven. Brother, I want to go into the very presence of God. And brother, I want you to know, the one that created the universes, he created the earth today. And when you go outside at night and you see all those great multitudes of stars, brother, he created all of them. And brother, that's the one that we're preaching about tonight. Brother, the one that created all things in the beginning. Brother, he is so great that he spoke it into existence. He said, let there be, and it was. And brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, he is so big that he can do that, yet he's so small. He can live in the heart of man. Yeah. Brother, I'll tell you what, Jesus humbled himself and come down to this earth, and he lived here among men, among his creation, and they despised him, and they hated him, and brother, in the end, they crucified him. Brother, I tell you what, and the devil thought he was doing himself a favor by having Jesus crucified. But brother, I want you to know today that when he got Jesus crucified, brother, he defeated his own self. And the devil tonight is a defeated foe. Bless God tonight. And the devil tonight is nobody's friend. He's your enemy. He's my enemy tonight. Brother, we need to rely upon Jesus Christ today. We need to seek after his him, brother, and walk after him. Brother, he said, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. Oh, let me tell you today, honey, this great big God that I'm preaching about tonight, brother, he'll watch over you. Brother, no matter where you're at on the face of this earth, God will take care of you. He'll watch over you. He'll head you about. Brother, I'll tell you what. He'll lead you and he'll guide you. He'll direct your pathways. The Bible said, thou leadest me in the green pastures. He said, thou makest me to lie down beside the still waters. And you see, God knows what you have me of. God knows the food you need to eat. God knows about the clothes you need to wear. God knows about the home you need to live in. And brother, you begin to seek after God. And God, he will provide these needs for you. Oh, let me tell you tonight, God will not forget you. Brother, he said, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my soul. He also has become my salvation. Brother, he's my strength tonight. Brother, I couldn't do this except by the strength of the Lord tonight. It takes that anointing tonight to go out and to preach the gospel. It takes that anointing tonight, brother, to walk after the Lord Jesus Christ. And brother, the one that wants to walk after him, the one that wants to seek him, that one that wants him in his life or her life, he'll make sure that he is in their life. Brother, if he's not right now, he'll bring him to the place. If they want Jesus in their life, he'll bring him to the place that he'll come into their life if they'll just listen to him. All these people, these multitudes of people tonight that's listening to this broadcast, and there's people tonight that are lost and need Jesus in your life. Brother, I want to tell you tonight, brother, that all of you out there, and there's some of you right on the verge of saying, Lord, save my soul. And brother, I want to tell you tonight, just go ahead and say the word. Ask the Lord to come into your heart. Bless God tonight. He's waiting for you. Brother, and he will come on in. He's take up his abode. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. That's the reason tonight that what you're feeling down inside of you now, that drawing power. Brother, you're hearing tonight that knocking on your heart's door, and brother, Jesus is saying to you, open up and let me come in. I'll come in and take up my abode in you. I'll sup with you and you with me. Brother, tonight he's waiting for you. Just open that door and let him come on in. Just say, Lord, I receive you tonight. Oh, let me tell you what, he said he has become my soul. Bless God, he'll crowd you. Want to sing unto the Lord. Brother, he'll fill your heart full of joy. He'll make you have peace tonight, and you'll want to sing praise unto him. He also has become my salvation. The Bible says, for there's no other name given among men whereby man must be saved than Jesus Christ. Brother, and he has become my salvation. You see, I called on him a long time ago. Brother, I got into the place that I was so miserable I couldn't hardly live. But you know what? I began to turn to him. And brother, he took that being miserable away. Brother, and when I went to the house of God, I went to the altar and got down and prayed. I come up, I even shouted when I come up. And bless God tonight. The Lord has been in my life ever since then. And that's been almost 38 years ago. Getting pretty close to 40 years ago that he come in. Brother, it's been different ever since then. Brother, he said he has become my salvation. And he is my salvation tonight. He said, therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Brother, tonight, salvation don't only mean being regenerated into the family of God. Brother, it means you need to be in touch here. It means that sickness has been provided for. It means that your needs have been provided for. And it's all been done through Jesus Christ. And let me tell you what, God will turn to your favor. He'll cause you to start finding favor in the eyes of people. Brother, if you'll just turn to him, and in that day you shall say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, and acquire his doings among the people. He said, make mention that his name is exalted. Brother, and his name is great tonight. The Bible said they rejoiced in heaven by the angels when one comes to the Lord. Oh, tonight, wouldn't you love to just see the angel of heaven rejoice because somebody turned to the Lord, brother, they were born again into the family of God. Brother, they rejoice tonight when one turns to the Lord. He said in verse 5, but before I go on, he said, call upon his name. Brother, he said, if we'd call on his name, he said that we would be saved. He said, the choir is doing among the people. Honey, that's what I'm doing tonight. That's what the rest of these folks, brothers and sisters, on this broadcast is doing. They're declaring his doings among the people. Oh, let me tell you tonight, Jesus wants to be glorified. He even said about the Holy Ghost, he said, when he has come, he shall testify of me. Brother Jesus was talking about the Spirit of God testifying about him. Brother, the Holy Ghost will lift the name of Jesus. Brother, when you begin to lift the name of Jesus up, it pleases the Father tonight. Brother, and God will bless you tonight. Brother, for lifting the name of Jesus up, for exalting his name, and for telling people about him. Brother, I don't know why, but the Bible said, brother, he said that when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall be witnesses unto me. And brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, I believe there's people under the sound of a voice tonight, brother, they need, and God's dealing with them about being a witness for him. Brother, begin to lift your hands and begin to praise the name of the Lord. Brother, let God begin to move in you. Brother, and I'll tell you what, he might want to baptize you in the Holy Ghost. And all you got to do is praise him and let him come in and have his way in your life. He said, sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. And that's where we're going to tonight, isn't all the earth. And he said that this is known in all the earth. Brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, the Bible said the whole earth shall be full of the glory of God. And brother, I want you to know tonight that this broadcast is reaching another many other nations. It's going around the globe. Brother, and I'll tell you tonight that God is being glorified and Jesus is being lifted up. Brother, and I believe that God is drawing you tonight to come to him. He said, sing unto the Lord, for he hath done great excellent things. Excellent's a better word than great. Excellent, you can't get no better than excellent. This is known in all the earth. Now listen to this verse right here. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion. Oh, let me tell you today, you might say, where is Zion? Brother, I'll tell you, Mount Zion is in, right outside of Jerusalem, or maybe inside of Jerusalem. But brother, you could say tonight, wherever you're at, you're a child of God, and he's telling you to cry out and shout. Listen, God is wanting you to shout out tonight. Shout his name out tonight. Let others hear you shout his name out. Brother, let them hear about this wonderful salvation tonight, about this great salvation, this most excellent salvation tonight, because he is worthy of praise and honor and glory. Brother, words fail me to be able just to say how great, how wonderful he is. But brother, I'll tell you what tonight, by the grace of God, by his strength and by his mercy, I want to stand every day of my life and give glory to him and tell others about Jesus. Tell them about the saving grace of God. Oh, listen, he said, for God in the midst of thee. Jesus said, where as many as two or three are gathered together in his name, he'd be in the midst of them. Brother, he's in the midst of us tonight because we're gathered together in the name of the Lord. Brother, I want you to know the Bible said that if two or three would agree touching any one thing, it would be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Brother, God wants you to lift the name of Jesus up and glorify his name tonight. Brother, I want to encourage you. Oh, praise God for that anointing tonight. Thank God tonight. God is wonderful tonight. You need to call on his name. You need to turn to him while he's near. Call on him while he may be found. Let me tell you tonight, brother, if God's dealing with you, and I believe he is, I can feel in my spirit that takes people out there, that the Spirit of God is dealing with tonight, brother, to come to him, to call on him, that he might come into their life, that Jesus might move into them and take his abode up in them. And all you got to do, like I said a while ago, is open your heart's door. Open yourself up for the presence of God to come into you. And Jesus said he'd come in and he'd take up his abode with you. Oh, listen to me, friends, tonight. Don't turn him away. Don't turn a deaf ear to him, because there's people there that's listening tonight. You know what I'm saying is true tonight. You feel the Spirit of God down deep in you, dealing with you to turn to him, to call on his name and invite him in. Oh, listen tonight. Turn to him and let him have his way with you. Father, in the name of Jesus tonight, for each one, Lord, that's listening, Father, each one that you're dealing with, Father, to turn to you. God, let them turn to you, Father, and come to you and call on your name and let Jesus come in, Father. In Jesus' name I pray, Lord. Amen. Sister Green, I give it back to you. I appreciate this opportunity, Sister. God bless you, everyone. Amen. It's my prayer.
Praise God, Brother Eddie. We sure appreciate that word. And I was thinking back how, you know, you've been with us a long time, Brother Eddie, and I just thank God that he healed you to be able to listen to you preach on the radio again. It sure is an honor to have you on our broadcast, and I appreciate you so much. Praise God. And, Brother Yearwood, why don't you come in and, on in and obey God, brother. Just take your time there, brother.
Okay, we've got some prayer requests we want to turn in here, Sister Green.
Amen.
Crystal Phillips has MRSA, and this is the sixth time that she's had it, and the doctor said that they would try one more antibiotic on her, and they'll try it for 2 weeks, and if she's not better, then they'll do surgery. So she needs prayer. Martha Garcia has staph and needs prayer. Little Lily Bumpus was born with cancer, and God healed her of that, and she's been cancer-free for about a year now, but now she's having seizures. She's having about 27 seizures an hour, so the doctors think she might have a tumor, so they're doing tests on her, so just keep that little girl in your prayers.
Amen.
The two that had Ebola, continue to pray for them. Her name's Nancy, and his name is Dr. Kent Brantley. And Sister Debbie Sexton Edinburgh still needs our prayer. She's had cancer for some time now, and they're going to try another 6 months of chemotherapy on her, so keep her in your prayers. And Brother Richard Calicote has MRSA and pneumonia, and he was supposed to have surgery. I don't know if he ever did. Do you know anything about that, Eddie?
Yes, he had that bypass surgery, and they said he was doing all right.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And his mother, she's 80 years old. Continue to pray for her for strength. And we need to pray for the Christians in Iraq. They're being... They're being beheaded. The children are being beheaded right in front of the parents that are Christians. So we really need to be lifting them up to God.
Amen.
My niece Brenda Moses is getting ready for a kidney transplant. And also remember her daughter Christian that's supposed to be giving her one of the kidneys. And continue to pray for Brother John Sample's two grandsons. One of them has cancer and the other one has a rare disease. And Grace Center Church in Kenya, Africa says pray for three children ages 13, 11, and 9. Their mother passed away on Wednesday, leaving them with no one to take care of the kids. So remember that. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.
If I might, I'd like to say this about the Christians over in Iraq. You know, the people that's killing those Christians, I was watching the news today, and they're saying they've got their eyes on the United States, and they're coming to the United States, and they said they're going to make orphans out of our children, and they're going to fly the Islamic flag over in the White House, and we need to pray for them brothers and sisters. And we need we need to pray for this nation tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Brother.
God.
Praise the Lord.
Brother Yearwood, before you go, can we before you start, can we pray over these and pray for the United States?
Yes.
Yeah. Pray for
Let's
Israel.
Pray right now, Lord, for our country.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus, dear God, we ask you, Lord, that you have put a heavenly angel right now
on earth,
over in Iraq, dear God. Watch over these children, Lord, the parents, dear God, that are Christians. Watch over these children, dear God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we you, God.
To touch all our God, to touch them families, God.
That we have right now to preach
in the rack. God, you said we're bound to earth. We loose on earth, we loose in heaven.
And we're out the saints.
We lift not now, Father. God, is bind every demon spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind them, Father. We cast them into the night.
Father God,
Lord, to never be out again. But we hear the praise and the glory and the honor of the Lord. Ask God to reach down, God, to obey the law. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Father.
Lord, you said in your word, Lord, if I can God is with you.
Appreciate there, Sister Green. We're speaking tonight on the water, you know, and I tell you, I was thinking about, you know, the rivers of living water boiling up out of our inner beam, out of our stomachs. But, you know, I was also thinking here in 3 John, starting in verse 1, I mean, St. John, the 3rd chapter, about Nicodemus. You know, we'll get on down there just in a few minutes, and we'll find out that the water and the Spirit will bear witness, and the water and the Spirit's the only way of Jesus told Nicodemus that he could see any way that he could get into the kingdom of God was with the water and by the Spirit. And, you know, that's what's so important tonight, that we're speaking about the water. And right here in verse 1 it said, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, unto thee. Wait a minute, let me start over on that. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And you know, I was thinking along this line right here tonight. I'm not going to hold up too much time here because time's running out. But anyway, Jesus here, he's telling Nicodemus that you had to be born of the water and of the Spirit. You know, I praise God that the woman over there at the well that Brother John brought out there, I tell you what, she went to the well there to draw water, but she found a man that was named Jesus is sitting there, and he said, told her, said, you will thirst if you drink of this water, but the water that I shall give you, you never thirst again. And you know, tonight, my friend, I'm here to tell you, I praise God, you need to know that the water and the Spirit will give you eternal life. You can live for the Lord. You can make heaven your home if you will just accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus told Nicodemus there that he had to be born again of the water and of the Spirit. And I'm here to tell you tonight that that's the only way that you and I are going to make heaven our home is accept what the Lord said. In verse 6, it said, That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you what, the Spirit of God will take us one of these days. The Bible teaches us over there that the Word of God says, Hallelujah, praise God. The devil's trying to steal it from me. The Word said over there in one place, praise God, I'll just go on. Hallelujah, praise God. Verse 7, it says, Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whether it goeth where whence it cometh, and whether it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. You know, I'm here tonight to tell you that it's going to take the Spirit of God. You know, the Spirit that rose Jesus out of the grave will shake these mortal bodies one of these days, and it will bring us up if we have been born again, been washed in the blood, been washed in the blood of Jesus, and had our sins multiplied, and have them under the blood. My friend, I'm going to tell you, without the blood, we were just reading there a while ago, we were trying to find some scriptures to speak on, and we was reading there a while ago, it said, without the blood, there's no remission of sin. I tell you what, tonight, my friend, without we accept the blood of Jesus, we'll not make heaven our home. But I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that there's a few people as accepting the blood of Jesus. And we can be born again of the water and of the Spirit. I praise God, without the Lord, I deal with it, you can't be. But my friend, I'm here tonight, like Brother Eddie said. I believe God is dealing with people across this world. I believe he's dealing with people to call them upon them. All they got to do is just come to him and say, Lord, come into my life to change me and make me whole. You see, Nicodemus here, he was a ruler of the Jews. He should have known everything, but he didn't know one thing. He didn't have the Lord, and he had to come to him by night. He was concerned. He come to him and asked him, he said, what can I do? My friend, I'm here to tell you tonight, except you be born of the water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Nicodemus, he knew that there was a man that was from God. He said, no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. He knew that he'd come in contact with a man that had seen the Father. I'm telling you tonight, my friend, praise God, that Jesus is on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I tonight. He's calling your name. All you've got to do is just look to him and ask him to come into your life, and he will. He will change you, and he'll make you a new creature. Paul said, behold, all old things passed away. I've become a new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that God has sent his Son into this world, my friend, that we can call upon him and accept him and accept the water and accept the Spirit of God, and we can have life and have it more abundantly. Praise God, I thank God tonight for this opportunity just to lift up the name of Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Praise God, that's all I want to do is just lift up the name of Jesus and tell them how they accept, how they repent, how they are on their way to a devil's hell. But my friend, you can turn that around. You can call upon him just like Nicodemus did here. They come to him by night and ask him a question. Praise God tonight, my friend. Just ask the Lord to come into your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm wanting to be quiet. Praise God. Thank you for letting me come on here. Praise God. Turn it back to you, Sister Green. Praise the Lord.
Praise God, brother. Yearwood, you just always obey God, brother, and time is God's, and you know that, just like you tell us on your broadcast, and sounding real good there, and we appreciate you and Sister Betty. And you stirred me there. You was making me think of something there that we were talking about earlier this week, Brother Green and I was thinking about how Adam and Eve, how God took the rib of Adam and he created him woman to be a helpmeet for a man. And when Jesus, when he died on the cross and they took a sword and they pierced him in the side and the water came forth, praise the Lord, how the church was been born, praise God, born again by the water of the Word. And Jesus is the Word. And the water
Amen.
Sprung forth from Jesus' side, and how the woman was created from the rib of Adam, praise God. And Adam said, this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, praise God. And the church is of Jesus, praise the Lord. It's the water that comes forth is the Word. And it saturates us, praise the Lord. It causes us to want to be born again, praise the Lord. And I just thank God for his mercy, his grace. I thank the Lord that we know that we're on the winning side. No matter what comes about to the church in these last days, we're not to fear, praise God. We're on the winning side. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about to fear him that can destroy the body and the soul. Hallelujah, but not to fear the one that can destroy the body. You know, we could go to heaven with a sick body, but we can't go to heaven with a sick soul. So praise God. We don't fear him that tries to put things on the church or on the people. Praise
Amen.
God, on the saints of God. Hallelujah. Like I said, we're on the winning side. You know, the book of Revelation is victory for the saints. And you and I are
yes,
the saints.
Amen.
If our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, we have nothing to fear. Praise God. It's victory
right.
for us. Praise the Lord. God is so good. He's merciful. And I'm going to turn this over to Brother Green. Praise the Lord. We've got 6 minutes and 45 seconds.
Praise God. It's good to be with you. And I thank God for all the good preaching tonight,
yes.
how that everybody's obeyed God. And
Amen.
They've been preaching on the water and the wells and the rivers and the streams. And I tell you, I was thinking, you know, you need water, praise God. If you're out there tonight, you're thirsty, and you've never had a drink from that well, praise God, that living water, and you've never got a hold of that gives everlasting life, then you need to take a drink of the water of life, praise the Lord. And you know, I was thinking in the desert, you know, if you get in the desert, you're going to need some water. You get in a dry place, and you get out there where nothing grows because there's no water. You know, everything in this world, in the natural realm, everything that lives has to have water. It has to have a certain amount of water, or it cannot live. And I want you to know that you need it tonight. You need that water that comes from the throne of God, the water that'll give you eternal life. That water only comes from the throne of God, and it comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. It comes through Him. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and you cannot have eternal life except you come through Jesus, and you get a hold of Him, and you live for Him. And if you live for any other whatever they call their God, if you don't live by Jesus and what He had us to, the way He has us to live, and He's the foundation, and He's the rock of ages. He is the one that gave His life a ransom for many. And so, I see somebody's called in. We want to get them in. Let them say something here tonight. Turn it back.
Praise God. 478-283, come in, tell us who you are and where you're located. Praise God. I noticed that you had called in a few times, and we lost you there a few times. I didn't get a chance to get you to introduce yourself, but you're sure welcome to say something. If the Lord has saved you, maybe you have a testimony, and you're sure welcome to go ahead and speak.
Praise God. Well, I guess they're not coming in, but we want to give everybody a chance. But, you know, the main thing tonight is the most important thing is salvation. And I'll tell you, if you're not saved, that's what you need. And there's only one way to heaven, and that's Jesus. That's through Him. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And He sent His Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. I want to read something here in Psalms 78, and starting with the 15th verse. It says, He clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of the great depths. He brought streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers. And they sinned yet more against Him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. Yea, they spake against God. They said, Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Behold, He smote the rock that the waters gushed out, and the streams overflowed. Can He give bread also? Can He provide flesh for His people? Therefore the Lord heard this and was wroth, so a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel, because they believed not in God and trusted not in his salvation. You know, I'm so glad I've trusted in that salvation tonight, that salvation that is found in Christ. And the Bible tells us that he was that rock in the wilderness. Praise God. I think it's over in 1 Corinthians, maybe about the 10th chapter. And the Bible said they drank of that rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Now, I'll tell you, he's the only life giver that we can find, mm-hmm. praise God, on planet Earth. If you're going to get out of this world alive, you're going to have to get a hold of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to have to kneel at the foot of the cross and believe on him whom God has sent into this world that you might have eternal life. You know, I was thinking, you know, back there in the book of Genesis, the Bible said that Isaac, you know, he had come to the place where that Abraham, his father, had been, praise God, and he had came to the same wells that Abraham had dug, and he had to empty them wells and dig those wells out because the Philistines had stopped them up. And the devil's going to try to stop your well. He's going to try to put things in your way to keep you from getting that living water which comes from Christ. He's going to put things in the well and put things in the front of you to try to stop you. But I'll tell you what, whatever it is that's stopping you from coming to the well, I'm glad one day that I came to the well, that I got me a drink of living water, and I ain't never been the same. You know, if we drink of this water, Jesus said, you'll never thirst again. And he's talking about thirsting after the things of the world. But, you know, I'm not thirsting after the things of the world, but I'm thirsting after Jesus. I'm seeking after him because he is the way, the truth, the life, and he's the only way and the only truth, and he's the only way you can find life, and that is in the name of Jesus. I'm so glad tonight that I believed on his name. Praise God. I kind of believe we're out of time. I thank everybody for coming on tonight, and appreciate every one of you. I thank you for, you know, taking your time out and coming on the broadcast tonight with us. And God bless you all. And we'll
God bless you, brother.
With you next
God
week.
Bless you,
God bless you, brother.
Good
God
night.
God bless everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
I'll see you next week. God bless you now. Bye.
God bless you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.